Yesterday I went with my red bicycle to go to a holy place where I could chant a little bit in seclusion. And on the way I met a devotee whom I knew, and the devotee stopped me and said, "Maharaj, just 1 minute. How much time do you think I will pass before I reach my spiritual perfection? Will it be next life or the life after that life?" And I thought a little bit, and then I said, "See, I don't think your approach is proper. So many spiritualists are occupied with the afterlife. When will I go back to Godhead? When will I go in my eternal form into the direct service of the divine couple? Or in other religions, how will paradise look like? Will there really be milk flowing or not?" They are so concerned, these spiritualists, with their afterlife that they forget the now. Bhakti has to happen in the now, in the moment. Bhakti is not about a distant God, somewhere in a distant time, in the future. No, it's about the close God. In the Gita, Krishna makes it very clear how he is situated in everyone's heart. And by bhakti alone, one can come to know him. Bhakti has to happen now. Now I have to act for Krishna. Now I have to use my body, mind and heart. And now I have to have the desire to please him. There's an interesting little episode in the Damodar pastimes. The demigods had been observing how Krishna had been tied and controlled by his mother. And so while they were wondering, what is Krishna doing to be bound by a rope? And Krishna looked back to them and he explained to them, "Listen, I like when my devotees, out of love, think to bind me. Mother Yashoda thinks if I don't control my boy a little bit, he will become restless and too cheeky and too unusual in his activities. Now he steals butter. What will he do in the future?" It's love which motivates Yashoda. "I don't like ceremonial puja with golden and jeweled articles. I don't appreciate the hymns which are spoken to me in Vaikuntha. I do not really like the sacrifices that people do on altars made of gold. I want the love of my devotees." So this was the message which Krishna gave. Within our heart, the Lord is hidden as one of the greatest secrets. When he sees that the devotees approach him with a genuine attitude, genuine bhakti, he cannot stay in the heart any longer. He comes out and is ready to interact with his devotees.